Zoom every week doing this very same thing, supporting stations from Canada to Gainesville. And it's a national treasure we have here in the studio. Thank you again, David. And thank you for all our listeners. We're now at exactly 7 o'clock. This has been Joe Ritchie, and you've been listening to KGNU's Alternative Radio.
You're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned now for an hour of Celtic music from Shoal to Gale.
Support comes from Boulder Arts Week, taking place April 7th through the 15th, featuring arts and cultural offerings, including public exhibitions and performances throughout the city. Boulder Arts Week celebrates art and cultural contributions made by Boulder artists. More information can be found at boulderartsweek.org.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, presenting the Mingus Big Band, performing the music of composer and bassist Charles Mingus on Thursday, April 6th. This 14-piece band features new arrangements of Mingus compositions. Tickets at newmancenterpresents.com.
Roger Hera at the microphone tonight with Shoal to Gale. I am so happy to be able to be on the air and bring you an hour of great Celtic music that you're only going to hear on KGNU, because KGNU is a station that allows us, the disc jockeys, to pick out the music that we're going to play. And I have some great new tunes, and just want to remind all of you that KGNU has been connecting communities since 1978, and I would like to encourage you to continue that support by investing in your community radio station. Become a supporter of local radio. Start a solar membership at only $10 a month, and by donating online at kgnu.org. We have limited edition KGNU 45th anniversary mugs available at $88.50. If you make a contribution anytime now through March 19th at 11 a.m., you'll automatically be entered into two drawings where you might win either a pair of tickets, including camping, to the sold-out 51st Annual Rocky Grass Festival, July 28th through the 30th, 2023, or a pair of adult alpine season passes for next ski season. And supporters of local radio members will automatically be entered into this drawing. So if you're not already a member, become one. Make a contribution, $10 a month, and you too can become a supporter of local radio and make yourself happy by listening to music like this from a French Celtic band called Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N. They have a new album just released called Circus Boy. So I'm going to play a tunes off that album. Chicago Waltz off the album Circus Boy. And then a tune called Top of the Mountain. Remember that you can only hear those songs locally here at KGNU 88.5 FM. Thank you.
on you and me. On top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, my skies are clearer, I can finally see. On top of the mountain, to feel free. But I never really liked this front of yours. Never been able to deal with slamming doors. Well, I must wait for us, my love, you see. On top of the mountain, to feel free. Fog of pollution's all I see. From the top of the mountain, the top of the mountain, I came up here cause I could hardly breathe. To the top of the mountain, to feel free. But I'm never really like trees made of stones, more a side of metal tightening around my bones. Wanna feel the earth and see what's left of me. On top of the mountain, to feel free. To feel free. But I never really fancied being alone. And as much as I breathe deeper, now I'm gone. Something's missing, something I look forward to. Be on top of the mountain, with you. On top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, with you. On top of the mountain, on top of the mountain. On top of the mountain, we
from the French Celtic group Doolin off their new album Circus Boy. So an anonymous donor in Boulder made a donation right at the end of Alternative Radio, and I have a goal tonight of $250, which is very modest. So it would be nice if a supporter of Shoulder Gale would call in, go online, make a donation at kgnu.org to get that process of reaching my goal of $250 started. So the thing about KGNU is it provides a platform for music lovers of every stripe, every variety of music, to share their love of knowledge of a wide variety of underappreciated artists and genres, things that you aren't going to hear elsewhere unless you pick it out yourself. But we have the advantage of getting access to new songs from all over the world, like those two tunes you just heard from the Celtic French band Doolin. So we spend a lot of hours digging deep online in our own libraries, around libraries of friends, to find hidden gems like what you just heard and what you're going to hear. And we know that listeners like to tune in because you appreciate the care and craft that we put into the curation of the specialty music that we program. So show your appreciation with a contribution. Go online now to kgnu.org and support the ability of the station to bring you music like you're going to hear from an Irish musician, Derry Farrell, who has a new album out called The Wedding Above in Glencree. And I hear a couple of tracks from that album, One Starry Night and Young Emmett.
One starry night as I lay dreaming, one starry night as I lay in my bed, I dreamed I heard carriage wheels creaking, and when I awoke, love, I found you'd fled. I searched the highways, likewise the byways. I searched the borings, the camping places too. And I'll inquire at every station, have they tide or tidings, my love of you? I found search the highways, likewise the byways. I search the boreings, the camping places too, and I'll inquire at every station, have the tide or tidings, my love of you. In Green Street Courthouse, in 1803, stunned young Emmett, the hero true and brave, for fighting the tyrant, his country to free, and tear forever proud the bonds of slavery. There are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he'll soon give to you the epitaph written since you died. Well, alone and defiant, he stood in the dock, while Lord Norbury, the hanging judge, looked down, all against his false charges, as firm as a rock of another Irish martyr to the crown. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he will soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since you died. Was guilty, the sentence was death, and in Thomas Street the tyrant's work was done. Oh, but young Emmett smiled as he drew on his last breath, for he knew the fight for freedom would be won. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he will soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since you died. And there are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he'll soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since you died. The epitaph unwritten since you died.
Think for a moment about all the ways KGNU keeps you informed and entertained. You hear the news of the day in all its nuance. You also hear deep dives into music, movies, books, art, science, and everything else that makes our lives richer. None of this happens without the support of our listener members, and it's why your contribution is so important now. Go to kgnu.org to become a member or upgrade your solar membership today.
Remember that if you become a member, you are going to automatically be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets, including camping, to the 51st Annual Rocky Grass Festival, July 28th to 30th this summer. That show is sold out. That festival is sold out. So here's a chance that you could get a couple of tickets to go and camp there, or you can get a pair of Eldora Adult Alpine Season Passes for next season simply by becoming a sustainer of local radio. $10 a month, or as little as $7.38 a month, $88.50 per year. That's because we are at KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, and you get a terrific coffee mug for that. KGNU 45th anniversary mug. Lovely mug with Illustrations front and back. You'd have to see it to believe it. Go online. You can see pictures. There aren't going to be any T-shirts offered this drive. We do have a limited stock of T-shirts at the Boulder Station that people can browse through, but we're not going to be ordering any new ones. So if you make a donation and wish to have a T-shirt, browsing hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or by appointment. So please donate now at kgnu.org. Go for a chance for the pair of tickets to Rocky Grass or a pair of Eldora season passes for next ski season. So because there is so many new and different things that come across the airwaves and the mail that we get, here is an interview that I recorded earlier this week with the leader of a band out of Pennsylvania called Barley Juice. So only on KGNU are you going to hear music from groups in France and Ireland and Pennsylvania and other places. So stay tuned for those. But for now, here is an interview with the leader of Barley Juice in Pennsylvania. Well, maybe not. I've got it keyed up, but it's not playing. Just having some technical difficulties here. While I work those out, I will play a couple of tunes from a Irish band out of Czechoslovakia called Počín. They have a new album out called One for the Road. Here's the title track from that album, One for the Road, and then another track called Supermoon. So here is Počín while I work on figuring out what's going on with the sound from the interview that I did with the leader of Barley Juice. Good afternoon. there you heard One for the Road from the Czech-Irish band called Pochin off their new album of the same name, One for the Road. Before that, you heard Supermoon, a track from their new album. You're not going to hear that music on any other station in Colorado. There is such a strong Celtic music community in Colorado, and the music is supported by so many people, and it allows them to take advantage of the support from all of the fans, just like the support of you allows us to bring you their music. So in the last week, High Kings were in Boulder on Tuesday night. Young Dubs were at the Soiled Dove on Friday night. Altan was at the Lakewood Community Center on Sunday afternoon. Danu is going to be at the Lone Tree Arts Center on Saturday night. Talisk from Scotland is going to be at the Soiled Dove Underground on the 25th. And it is with the support of their fans that they are able to tour and come here and bring you their music. And it is with the support of listeners like you that we are able to introduce you to their music. So along those lines, I have overcome my technical challenges and can now bring you an interview that I recorded earlier this week with a member of, actually founder of a band from Pennsylvania called Barley Juice.
So good afternoon. I've got Keith Brewer on the line. Keith is founder and leader of a band from back east called Barley Juice. Keith, welcome to KGNU, Shoulder Gale's show.
All right.
So how is the weather where you are, and where are you?
I'm in Bucks County, PA, which is about a half hour above Philly.
Tell me about Barley Juice. How long you've been around? How many members? How would you describe your sound?
Well, Barley Juice started as a bagpipe band. I had been over to Scotland, in 1989 to shoot a video with my old band, Company of Wolves, and fell in love with the pipes. When I got home, I was determined to learn how to play. So I found somebody that teach me to play and my wife to play. And it turned out that played a lot of parades and things after that for a couple of years, and realized that there were a couple other rockers in this pipe band. So we started rocking up traditionals and playing on St. Paddy's Day until we realized you can make a living out of this and do it all year round. And that was 23 years ago. We started 1998. Actually, it's probably more by now. I'm dating myself. But anyway, it's been together for a long time, run through a few different members, and we've got seven studio albums, one live album, and one collection.
So how would you describe your sound, a rocking Celtic band?
I'd say someone described us better than I ever did at one of the festivals up in Kingston, New York. They called us pan-Celtic, and I thought that was a very good term because it included not only Irish music, but Scottish, British, Welsh, Cornish even. Pan-Celtic was something that I knew a lot about because I had relatives in England and had been to Ireland and Scotland a number of times. And I think all the influences come from there. And we rock it up like a rock band. I guess that took a lesson from the Pogues. The band came out of the 70s with that crazy punk Celtic stuff.
So given that pan-Celtic, what kind of a blend of trad and original tunes do you do? And then where did the original tunes come from?
Well, we started out doing all trad and just, you know, putting bass and drums and guitar behind it. Most of it was Irish. There were some Scottish songs on there. And then I started writing. My partner, who is no longer, was in the band for 20 years. Now it's just me. He wrote some stuff too. And so it turned into more of a thing where we would write our own tunes and incorporate some old melodies. We'd rip into an old jig or a hornpipe or something like that in the middle of these songs. And that's pretty much a description of what we do live now.
Anita Daly sent me a copy of your latest CD, and I really like it. There's a lot of great energy on there. You want to describe how that CD came about?
Yeah, the CD was started right before COVID, sort of interrupted our lives. We had every intention to put it out, pretty quickly. But with COVID and with not being able to get together, it took a couple of years actually to finish. And because my partner of 20 years had retired, and I had also lost a drummer who passed away, unfortunately, I guess in 2021, not from COVID, but from cancer. But so the band was kind of falling apart. So basically my idea was, all right, I'm left with these tracks that are half finished. I'm going to invite every person that was ever a member of this band and see if they want to do a cameo, see if they want to come in and just play a track, send me a track. And I got a number of them on here. I got three different fiddle players on here that were at one point in the band. I got an old bass player who actually wrote one of the tunes. Just a number of people came in, accommodated me, and it turned into something where I thought, all right, if Barley Juice is done, God forbid, but if it's done, this is a really good swan song because it's got sort of, the whole history of the band in there somewhere and a lot of names that people will recognize. So that was the concept of the album. It worked out really, really nicely, and it gave me a chance to really, really, fine tune it with the time we had, with time we were given off from the world. So I'm pretty proud of it, and I'm doing a lot of tunes off of it live now for the first time since we started it 3 years ago.
I'll be able to play a couple of tracks off the CD, the name of which is The Old Speakeasy. Pick out a couple of tracks that I could play for people to hear to get a feel for what you sound like.
I think I would choose, if I choose two, I would choose The State of Desiree. And I think that is one that is an original, but I think you'll understand, listeners will understand what I mean by having that, we borrowed some melodies here and there, which will make it sound like an authentic Irish song. So State of Desiree would be one. And Mary Queen of Scotch is actually more of a punked up song that we actually have a video for. So I would, I'd choose those to represent the album and represent us more.
Where can people buy the album if they like the songs they hear?
People can listen to it many places. People can listen on Spotify, Pandora, iMusic, iTunes, pretty much anywhere. People can also download tracks. I guess the official place that you want to buy it. If you come and see us, of course, we've got it all there. It's all laid out there. So if you're not lucky enough to come and see us, you can go to barleyjuice.com. It's all one word, barleyjuice.com. You can read about us there, and it's all there. Our gig schedule is there. All the CDs are available, and you can also download from that website.
Been talking with Keith Brewer about a new album that his band Barley Juice has released called The Old Speakeasy. And Keith, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Once we get off the call, I will play the tunes that you talked about, Mary Queen of Scots and State of Desiree. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Keith. Have fun playing. Good luck. Hope to see you in person someday, either when I get back east or you come west.
Yeah, I hope I come west very soon. Thanks, Roger, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there, and thanks for listening.
You're welcome, Keith. Take care, good luck, and great playing.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, as she walks by you slowly, 'cause an hour from now you'll be down in the drink. of a fifth. Have you got the cojones? Can you go the distance? She got one eye on the bottle, the other on her watch. She's your worst shrinking nightmare. She's the Mary Queen of Scotch. Begins with the usual banter as the bartender plunks down her favorite snort. It should give you some clue when this guy's got her number and the boys in the bar shout a bandit up for. But you pick up your glass and you say, may I join you, with a wave of her hand. She will fill up your jar and you just want to sip, but she says we're doing shots till you're drunk, dirty dancing with the Mary Queen of Scotch. Got my head in the clouds and my eyes spinning clovers. My shirt's inside out and my heart's on the lam. And if she has her way before it's all over, we'll have 18 drams. Before they kick the band in, we'll have
18 drams.
And I don't know how she's standing.
Thank you.
from this state of disarray.
State of Desiree from Barley Juice. And then before that, you heard the Mary Queen of Scotch from Barley Juice. Fine band out of Pennsylvania. A lot of Pogues, Black 47 sort of feel to their music. So remember, Sholta Gale is here for you week in and week out, bringing you great music and introducing you to new sounds, new artists like that. So please be here for us tonight. Go online, donate, send us home with something more than our hat in our hand. The message from my producer, Dave, I would echo that thought. Coming up the top of the hour when you'll hear George F. and Musica Mundi for a couple of hours. And to fill the time between now and then, I'll play at least one more, maybe two more new tunes. Here is one. Excuse me. Here is one from a really fine jazz pianist named Eamon Flynn. He's a Dublin man, lives in San Francisco. And this is a tune called Bala Aha Clia, which is the Gaelic for the name of Dublin, roughly translated as Ford of the Hurdles. So it's a tune from Eamon Flynn. And then a new tune from Martin Hayes, and a group that he's put together called The Common Ground. The tune is The Boyne Water from an album called Peggy's Dream. So if you are not a sustainer of local radio, please become one, and you'll get a chance to win a pair of tickets for camping at Rocky Grass Festival in July, or a pair of Eldora Adult Alpine Season Passes for next season. So here are Eamon Flynn and then Martin Hayes.
Summer's here and the weather's fair. There's pretty girls with their legs all bare and white as a field of snow. Sit on the bench, take a look, bring some bread and feed the ducks. Whistle a tune or read a book or stop and say hello. And go strolling. Taking a walk around up and down. Strolling. Before the sun goes down, take a walk down Grafton Street. You never know who you might meet. Stop for a pint and act dates or kills. I'll meet you at the statue of Philo. There's a fiddle player playing gypsy tunes, and Molly Malone with a big bazooms. What a way to spend the afternoon in Dublin, don't you know? Strolling. Standing
Maxwell is playing Spatzel Hill. Tonight we'll meet and have the crack. Don't know what time I'll be back. There's jokes to tell and points to attack and girls with sunburnt arms. It's only sunny twice a year, but when it comes, I wanna be here to see new friends, drink lots of beer. Sure, we're not doing any harm. Scrolling, shooting temple there by all clear. Scrolling, catching some rays before the sun.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, presenting a double dose of Dead featuring Steely Dead and Dead Fish Orchestra Saturday, April 1st. Ticket information and more at thecariburoom.com.
This is KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. My name is George. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Je croyais que c'était un oiseau magnifique, mais c'était un bout de plastique. Je croyais que c'était un oiseau magnifique, mais c'était un bout de plastique. On croit toujours et on aime ça. On croit toujours et c'est pas ça. Que c'était un oiseau magnifique, mais c'était un bout de plastique. Je croyais que c'était une lutte politique, mais c'était un bout de plastique. Je croyais que c'était sur ma jambe une tique, mais c'était un bout de plastique. On croit toujours et on aime ça. C'est pas ça. On croit toujours et on aime ça. On croit toujours et c'est pas ça.
Un bout de plastique.